Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The lights are coming on in Texas. It's been more than a week since cold weather cut power and water for millions of people there. At least 10 died. State officials tried to blame wind turbines, but we soon learned the real problem. State officials. You see, Texas has been run for decades by small government conservatives. Nothing wrong with that, in theory. The idea of limited government goes back to the Enlightenment. Our Constitution is littered with limits on executive and legislative power, though not a word about electric power. Rules on that were stifled in Texas years ago by state officials, acting in cahoots with the industry to protect profits, avoid federal regulation. That's why Texas did not have to winterize its power grid, build reserve capacity, or share electricity with other states during weather emergencies. These colder states rarely suffer big winter blackouts, but then they're run mostly by Democrats. I was thinking about that recently when I tried to get a COVID vaccine shot. Spent weeks checking hotlines and websites every few minutes. They were always busy or just plain dead. No coordination or even a central source of information. And too often, no vaccines. That's partly because our last president, a small government guy, turned the COVID problem over to the states, then left them high and dry. Builds character, small government. Makes you self-reliant. Also cold, thirsty, sick, poor, and sometimes dead. But to small government folks, that's the price you pay for freedom. Governor Greg Abbott said his fellow Texans would rather freeze than submit to federal regulation. He's probably right. Extreme right. There are more than 500 hardline anti-government groups in the U.S., a third of them armed. Anti-government extremists helped invade the Capitol last month. Others control legislatures and regulatory bodies all over the country, blocking rules that would strengthen health, workplace, and consumer protections, rebuild infrastructure. It's for our own good. As Ronald Reagan declared, "Government is not the solution to our problem, government is the problem." To which Grover Norquist, who founded a leading anti-tax group at Reagan's behest, added, "I don't want to abolish government. I simply want to reduce it to the size where I can drag it into the bathroom and drown it in the tub." America is having its bathtub moment, and the water is freezing. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.